We have, after maths last night finished, it was still controversial right to the very end. We were waiting, just waiting for Jess to come clean. Dan gave her many chances.
Has there been, like, other instances where there's been other guys you've been attracted to and you sort of wanted to explore that but didn't work out?
Nick.
No.
You can be honest with me too.
Yeah, I'm being honest with you.
True? Okay.
Someone that has been honest the whole way through, though, is Mel. Hello, Mel.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, you sound like you've been talking your head off all morning, you poor thing.
Well, actually, yeah, all week. I think it's just been one of those big weeks. So, yeah, I have been drinking, talking, celebrating. It's been good.
Mel, sitting there watching that back last night and being in the room back in January when it all took place, could you believe that Jess still stuck true to her lies, if that makes any sense
no,
at all?
No, we couldn't believe it.
What?
Like, you, and it, obviously, and like we've all told you, those things go for, like, out like ages, you know, they can go up to 10 hours, so you know they're up there a lot longer, and she just stuck to it black and blue, like she just and even when it was right in front of her and you heard her saying the exact words, she was saying no. It was crazy.
There's something wrong with someone that can't actually tell the truth even when it's right in front of them.
Absolutely, you know. Well, at least you know. At least you know she definitely goes down with her lie. At least she's very good at making. You know, like I guess there's some people that you know they say a lie and then they end up believing it themselves.
Yeah, but look, on to more positive things. Cam and Jules, obviously, we know happy ending, getting married. What did surprise me is that you and Heidi are Jules's bridesmaids. Now, I say surprise me because you've only been friends for a few months and then, bang, she asked.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not it's not about the amount of time you've known someone. It's kind of the amount of, you know, the kind of friendship you build. And especially being in this environment and this experience, you become, like, so close so quickly. And we were exactly like that. And even when I left the experiment, I'd speak to them every single day. And then when they had finished, you know, I see them, like, all the time.
Oh, so
it's not like it's, you know, one of those things. I think you wouldn't understand that until you were in that actual experiment and experience. And, what can I say? We really connected really well and with both of them. So, yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, and what about you in your love life? Because this all finished. What we saw last night was January. Here we are, April. Has Mel got a significant other yet?
Have I? No, nothing. No, it's 8 years and counting. So but hopefully it's my year this year. Let's all hope, okay?
Well, all you need is is for Cam to have some decent groomsmen, and you never know.
Oh, hello, that's what I've been saying. So and he doesn't have any brothers. He's an only child, which is a bit selfish by his parents. I said, Cam, I need another one of you. And so, you know, that's their mission as well, to find me love. So it'll be good.
Oh, and they're just the best, aren't they, those two? They're just lovely.
They're awesome. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, sad for you, Mel. Great TV. Yeah. Great to be a part of. And what happens to you, though, now? Are you back on radio?
Oh, no, like, no idea. It's finished now and it's like, well, where to from here? So, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully, I don't actually even know what I'm doing. Oh, my gosh, I think I'm still from the drinks last night celebrating. Sorry.
Oh, well, Mel, you know what? If nothing else, whenever Sesame Street needs a new count, you know you're in.
I love it. Done and done. That, you know what? Thank you for that, because I was thinking, what can I do? Now I know what I'm going to do. You're the best.
You're the best. Listen, great TV. We wish you all the very, very best, and good luck at the wedding with the groomsmen.
Thank you.
Take care, Mel.
Okay, bye.
Bye. She sounds exhausted.
Yes.
Doesn't she?
She does. We've been trying to get onto her all morning. And they've just been working them to the bone, all the contestants, I think.
Yeah, she has hardly a voice. Can we just hear her? This will be the last time we get to hear Mel's laugh.
I can't find her original laugh, but that's the Count's laugh.
And, oh, she's beautiful.
And I've known Mel, Tanya, for like 10 years. I worked with her in Perth and Sydney, and she is exactly 100% herself. I think she was the real deal throughout the whole thing. She was herself, and I really enjoyed watching her because she wasn't being fake or anything. That's her.
Why do you think she's so single then? Eight years. I don't know.
And she's really attractive and lovely. Maybe she's a bit crazy, you know.
Well, that's okay. That's appealing.
That's all right.
That's what my husband says anyway.
It's Tanya and Steve, Triple M.